Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. So today's class will be given by His Grace Ram Girigari Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Matya Leela, chapter 24 and verse number 141 onwards. Ram Girigari Prabhu, are you present on the call?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna, I am present.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dhanva Pranam. All good to Sri Prabhupada and good to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I now hand over the call to you, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please take over.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैतचन्द्र जय गौरभक्तवृन्द जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा सो
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु विल यू बी गोइंग लाइव टुडे
नो माताजी समबडी एल्स कैन डू दैट आई एम आई कैन नॉट डू लाइव
ओके
रीडिंग फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट 141 चैप्टर टाइटल द 61 एक्सप्लेनेशंस ऑफ द आत्मा रामा वर्स ये अन्ये अरविन्दाक्ष विमुक्तमानिनस् त्वय्यस्तभावाद विशुद्ध बुद्धया आरुह्य कृत्रेण पदं परं पदं तथा पतन्त्यदो नादृतयुष्मत् अनाद्रया ट्रांसलेशन ओ लोटस आइड वन दोस हु थिंक दे आर लिबरेटेड इन दिस लाइफ but are without devotional service to you are of impure intelligence. Although they accept severe austerities and penances and rise to the platform, rise to the spiritual position, to impersonal Brahman realization, they fall down again because they neglect to worship your lotus feet. Purport. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.2.32. For the benefit of all of us, I will read that purport from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.2.32. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Aside from devotees, there are many others, non-devotees, known as karmis, jnanis, or yogis, philanthropists, altruists, politicians, impersonalists and voidists. There are many varieties of non-devotees who have their respective ways of liberation. But simply because they do not know the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, although they falsely think that they have been liberated and elevated to the highest position, they fall down. As clearly stated by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 9.3, Ashrada Dhanaha Purusha Dharmasyasya Paramtapa Aprapyamam Nivartante Mrityu Samsara Vartmani. Those who are not faithful on the path of devotion service cannot attain me, O conqueror of foes, but return to birth and death in this material world. It doesn't matter whether one is a karmi, jnani, yogi, philanthropist, politician or whatever, if one has no love for the lotus feet of the Lord, one falls down. That is the verdict given by Lord Brahma in this verse. There are persons who advocate accepting any process and who say that whatever process one accepts will lead to the same goal. But that is refuted in this verse. Where such persons are referred to as Vimukta Maninaha, signifying that although they think they have attained highest perfection. In fact, they have not. In the present day, big politicians all over the world think that by scheming they can occupy the highest political post, that of president or prime minister. But we actually see that even in this life, such big prime ministers, presidents, and other politicians, because of being non-devotees, fall down. Patantyadaha. To become president or prime minister is not easy. One must work very hard, arugya kritsrena, to achieve the post. And even though one may reach his goal, at any moment, one may be kicked down by material nature. In human society, there have been many instances in which great exalted politicians have fallen from government and become lost in historical oblivion. The cause of this is avishuddha buddhayaha. Their intelligence is impure. The Shastra says, nate vidu swartha gatinhi vishnum. One achieves the perfection of life by becoming a devotee of Vishnu, but people do not know this. Therefore, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 12.5, kleshodikattarastesham avyakta shaktat chetasam. Persons who do not ultimately accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead and take to devotional service, but who instead are attached to impersonalism and voidism, must undergo great labor to achieve their goals. Shreya Shrutim Bhaktim Udasyate Vibho Krishyanti Ekevala Bodha Labhyate Labhaye. To achieve understanding, such persons work very hard and undergo severe austerities, but their hard labor and austerities themselves are their only achievement, for they do not actually achieve the real goal of life. Dhruva Maharaja at first wanted to achieve the greatest material kingdom and greater material possession than his father. But when he was actually favored by the Lord, who appeared before him to give him the benediction he desired, Dhruva Maharaja refused it, saying, Swamin kritartosmi varam na yache. Now I am fully satisfied. I do not want any material benediction. Hari Bhakti Suddhodaya 7.28. This is the perfection of life. Yam ladva chaparam labam manyate nadikam tataha. Bhagavad Gita 6.22. If one achieves the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, one is fully satisfied and does not need to ask for any material benediction. At night, no one can see a lotus, for lotuses blossom only during the daytime. Therefore, the word Aravindaksha is significant. One who is not captivated by the lotus eyes or transcendental form of the Supreme Lord is in darkness, exactly like one who cannot see a lotus. One who has not come to the point of seeing the lotus eyes in the transcendental form of Shyama Sundara is a failure. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Sadayeshu Vilokayanti. Those who are attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in love always see the Lord's lotus eyes and lotus feet, whereas others cannot see Lord's beauty and are therefore classified as Anadrita Yushmat Anangrayaha, or neglectful of Lord's personal form. Those who neglect the Lord's form are surely failures on every path in life. But if one develops even a little love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is liberated without difficulty. Svalpam api asya dharmasya prayate mahato bayat. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead recommends in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhavad Bhaddo Madhyadi Mam Namaskuru. Simply think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer some slight homage to me. Simply by this process, one is guaranteed to return home back to Godhead and thus attain the highest perfection. The Lord further affirms in Bhagavad Gita 18.54-55, Brahmabhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankshati तमस्सर्वेषु भूतेषु मद्भक्तिं लभते परं भक्त्या मामपि जानाति यावान् यस्यास्मि तत्त्वतः ततो मां तत्त्वतो ज्ञात्वा विशते तद् अनन्तरम्. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotion service unto me. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namaom Vishnu Padaya कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. येन्ये अरविंदाक्ष विमुक्त मानिनस त्वयस्तभावाद विशुद्ध बुद्धया आरुह्य कृच्छ्रेण परं पदं तथा पदं त्यदो अनादृतयुष्मद् अंग्रयः. ओ लोटस आइड वन, दोस हु थिंक दे आर लिबरेटेड इन दिस लाइफ बट आर विदाउट डिवोशनल सर्विस टू यू आर ऑफ इम्प्योर इंटेलिजेंस. ऑल्दो दे एक्सेप्ट सीवियर ऑस्टेरिटीज एंड फाइनेंसेस and rise to the spiritual position to impersonal Brahman realization, they fall down again because they neglect to worship your lotus feet. So it's very interesting to see Brahma's opinion. This shloka was actually spoken by Lord Brahma, and this was actually done in the prison house of Kamsa where Devaki and Vasudeva were locked up. What had happened was that Devaki was carrying Krishna in her womb. And the delivery time was approaching. She was completely in anxiety and she was shivering of fear. Because the trauma of seeing the death of 6 of her children and what was told as the 7th one as a miscarriage, she was completely having what we call as a psychological imbalance. So she wasn't sure that what was going to happen, because Kamsa was eyeing for this opportune moment based on the prophecy that the 8th child was going to be his death. And now this is from Kamsa and Devaki's perspective. But from Krishna's perspective and the devotee's perspective, this was a very glorious, auspicious moment, for the Lord was going to appear himself personally as Shyama Sundara. So even though the killing and taking care of demoniac tortures to devotees is one of the agenda, Krishna was highly elated because he is going to spend some wonderful time with his devotees. The leela that he has not even performed in the spiritual abode, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, Krishna is going to perform. So both devotees as well as Krishna, both of them were in complete ecstasy. How can an ecstatic moment be begun with some sort of a sorrowness? So the demigods thought that Devaki should definitely be in a very elated, happy state of mind. So they decided to go to the prison house and give Devaki all sorts of motivation so that the demigods felt that she will feel nice and she will be in the right frame of mind to receive the Supreme Lord. So Lord Brahma, along with all the demigods, they appeared in the prison house of Kamsa where Devaki and Vasudeva were kept, and they started to give various hopeful, glorifying statements, glorifying the Supreme Lord. This entire set of glorification can be seen in the 10th canto, 2nd chapter. And Srila Prabhupada has done this entire prayer as a summary study in his Krishna book, chapter 2. So this entire set of prayers tells about the transcendental position of the Supreme Lord, tells about the merciful aspect of the Supreme Lord, tells about that the effect of worshipping the Supreme Lord, and how the whole process of devotional service is based on a higher dimensional science. So this particular verse is one of those 30-40 prayers that the demigods offered. So Mahaprabhu is referring this verse while discussing to Sanatana Goswami about the Atma Ramakya Munaya verse. So we have already, you know, halfway through this verse where each and every word of the Atma Ramasya Munayo verse is very elaborately explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The current explanation is in the series where Mahaprabhu is explaining about the power of great devotees and associating with them, and how Krishna himself relieves his dependent devotees from all the clutches, and this is made available only to those who are practicing devotional service. As we might be remembering, this entire chapter of Atma Ramasya Munayo verse is directed towards transforming an atheistic, monistic view to a person to accept the personal form of the Supreme Lord. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being a devotee as well as Krishna himself, Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya, he was doing a perfect preaching job of glorifying Krishna as his personal form. So this verse is one such a verse which is used by Srila Prabhupada time and again in various of his preachings to establish the process of devotional service. So that is the context that we are currently in. This context is definitely to be churned further. So Prabhupada has given a wonderful purport. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada is giving so many different logic with which he is establishing the position of a devotee, the position of devotional service, the position of how Krishna consciousness is a process, is a sublime process. We are going to have some sets of reflections churning this particular purport, and we will see how much we can cover in the next 30-40 minutes. This longer purport can take us to much deeper understanding, but within the limited time, let's try to do the best possible. In Krishna consciousness, one of the important aspects that is discussed and that is also needed for us to inculcate is about some primary prerequisites one should possess to enjoy, relish, participate in Krishna consciousness. Whilst the process of devotional service is glorified here, the glorious aspect of devotional service is the first reflection that we are going to speak about. Why devotional service is so sublime and what makes it sublime? Srila Prabhupada very strongly condemns other processes and how other processes will not only block us to enter the spiritual abode, we will also fall down and our intelligence will be completely adulterated. So the first reflection is about the primary understanding or primary two qualities that are exhibited by these demigods to actually understand the process of devotional service. One is humility, second is called gratitude. So a person who is humble and a person who is grateful will be given access to the deeper aspects of devotion service, which can give access to the unlimited access of devotional abode, which can give access to the core divine blessings and which will make our lives sublime. So with humility and gratitude which these demigods exhibited when they visited Mother Devaki in the prison house is what is amazing. Because if you remember, demigods, because of the shame created by various demoniac personalities, they were finding it difficult and they were deserted. So they went to Kshira Sagar and prayed to Krishna by chanting Purusha Sundra. Lord Brahma was the presiding deity doing that job. So as a part of their prayer, when they offered Purushottama. So they requested that, my dear Lord, please somehow or other, please rescue us from this burden of earth. And as a result, the Lord responded saying that I will appear as Shyama Sundara in the earthly planets, and before I am going to appear, you all will take birth as Yadavas and try to create the surrounding and environment for me to perform the Leela. So when the demigods came to the prison house, they came only visible to selective people's eyes. They came because they have already appeared as Yadavas, waiting for Krishna's arrival. So they knew that Krishna is going to arrive. So they came to offer their gratitude, to say, thank you, Krishna, to have kept up your promise. And they again offered their gratitude to say, thank you, Krishna, that what we are going to experience is something we have never experienced. And the third is, they are going to say, thank you, Krishna, that what we are going to see here, even the people in the spiritual abode wouldn't have personally participated, but for just hearing about it and imagining about it. So the opportunity, the kind of opportunity that we are bestowed with is something unique, and they came to offer their gratefulness towards the Supreme Lord. And the second thing is, they came in such a humble manner. They, in their prayers, exhibited their inability to otherwise access the spiritual abode or the spiritual consciousness. They showed, even though they are very great exalted devotees, they showed a symptom and sign of genuine humility, not some fake humility. So as a part of the first reflection, we wanted to reiterate that if at all we want to gain access to the spiritual abode, if at all we want to gain access to the special mercy of the Supreme Lord available in the spiritual abode, if you want the necessary transformation that is needed within us to go and be part of wonderful personalities in the spiritual abode, we need to exhibit the sign of gratitude, gratefulness. And we need to exhibit the sign of humility. So this humility is exhibited in three levels. Krishna is teaching Arjuna the process of entering to this devotional consciousness. So the three levels of humility, or the three stages in which humility is inculcated. Number one, humility is inculcated by crushing one's ego. Number two, humility is inculcated, taught by crushing one's high parentage or upbringing or varna or ashrama, which means an external upadhi. And third, humility is inculcated by crushing one's ideas. Krishna did all these three things to Arjuna. First, Krishna crushed Arjuna's intelligence, ego, because Arjuna thought within himself that he is doing some great, glorious sacrifice. So he thought he was big on the ego side, where he thought that what I am going to talk to Krishna, it's a great achievement, it's a great step. So Krishna crushed that idea. I mean, crushed that propensity. Number two, Arjuna thought that as a Kshatriya, him doing such a sacrifice as a learned person, as a compassionate person, what he is doing is something that nobody has done. But also Krishna crushed asosyanan vachosattvam prajnyavanam chapashase katasuna katasuscha nanuchoshandi pandita. He said, you may talk like a pandita, Arjuna, but then you are not a pandita. And third, Krishna crushed Arjuna's entire idea. So the whole point that I am trying to refer here is what Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport. There are people who will claim up to a spiritual platform by their own methodology and some processes. Some could be karmis, some could be jnanis, some could be yogis, some could be philanthropists. And Srila Prabhupada is listing so many non-devotees who have their own respective ways of achieving liberation. But simply because they are not humble, which means they don't take shelter of Lord's lotus feet, and also because they are not grateful, again, by not falling to the Lord's lotus feet, they may apparently see some successes, but eventually they'll have to fall down. All the other processes, instead of making them more sober and grounded, it makes them be proud. Vishwamitra Muni is an ideal example. From Raja, he became Raja Rishi. From Raja Rishi, he became Maharishi. From Maharishi, he became, you know, so many stages that he has gone through. Raja, Raja Rishi, and eventually he came to the level of Brahma Rishi only when he accepted humility. So the message number one is that those who are not understanding the transcendental position of the Supreme Lord, as Prabhupada explains in the purport, Ashraddhanaha Purusha Dharmasyasya Paramtapa Aprapyamam Nivartante Mrityu Samsara Vartmani. If those who are not understanding the supreme position of the Lord, like Kamsa was not understanding, Hiranyakashipu was not understanding, Ravana was not understanding, if they were only talking about virtues and values and morality, which does not have a basis of spirituality, they may rise up to certain level, but eventually they fall down to disaster. So all the qualities that we are going to speak about in terms of virtues and values, if they are not corroborated, if they are not supported, if they are not for Krishna consciousness agenda, if they are only meant for some materialistic agenda, then what happens? That ideology is rejected. An example of Gandhari. Gandhari's chastity is very highly appreciated. Even though she was daughter of a great personality, because she didn't want at any point in time that her husband should feel inferior to her, she decided to blindfold her for the rest of her life. and she led a very chaste life. But it is said that Gandhari did not have Krishna consciousness understanding, because had she got that understanding, she would have corrected her sons, and not only that, she wouldn't have cursed Krishna to death and Yadavas to death as a vengeance to settle her score for her son's death. Ravana followed Brahmacharya for 12,000 years. But his Brahmacharya and, you know, the celibate life that he was leading was not directed towards glorifying the Supreme Lord. So what happened eventually? He became a womanizer to an extent that he wanted to enjoy Mother Lakshmi. So the summary of the first reflection here is that unless and otherwise we have a higher principle of becoming Krishna conscious, and unless and otherwise this can be supported with the quality of humility and gratitude, how much ever scholarly we may be, how much ever austere we may have, you know, austerity we may perform, how much ever charity, how much ever penance, how much ever everything that we may do will only give temporary result, will not be able to retain and take us eventually to the spiritual abode at all. So Srila Prabhupada very clearly, categorically, emphatically established this point. And we as practitioners, we need to assimilate them in the best possible way and try to apply this in our lives. So this is my first reflection to this particular verse, where for us to really understand Krishna consciousness, yeah, for us to really understand the devotional service, for us to understand the position of the devotees, we need to learn to practice humility as well as gratitude. O lotus-eyed Lord, non-devotees who accept severe austerities and penances, they may achieve highest position, but their intelligence is impure. That's what Mahaprabhu is pointing it out. Because the imagined superiority is going to crush them to such a position that they will not respect your lotus feet. Reflection number two. Srila Prabhupada, when he started this Krishna consciousness movement, a very famous thing that one person asked Prabhupada, why are you not forming International Society for God Consciousness? Why are you making it Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada was very, very particular that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this verse, Krishna's supremacy is very nicely established. In fact, the expansion of that Krishna's supremacy that is established was very nicely explained by Prabhupada in the Krishna book. He was mentioning how the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord can help one to cross over the ocean of nisayans. So the whole point is, if anybody takes the shelter of Lord's lotus feet with an understanding that we just gave about humility and gratitude, then the Lord's lotus feet is so special that it can help somebody to cross over the ocean of nisayans. And Srila Prabhupada is giving us science about this whole aspect of how this happens. Srila Prabhupada explains that crossing over the ocean of nescience with a boat, crossing over a boat, how is it possible? Because the ocean is pretty huge, and just crossing over by a boat sounds a very improbable configuration. But Srila Prabhupada says, in the case of Krishna, it does happen. So, and he's explaining that. Samashrita ye pada pallava plavam mahat padam punya yasho murare bhavam buddhirvatsa padam param padam 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 yati padam natesham. For one who has accepted the boat of the Lord, lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Mukunda, or the giver of mukti, the ocean of the material world, which is a big ocean, will shrink to the size of a water contained in calf's hoof print. So there are two points that demigods are explaining, or the, you know, the explanation Prabhupada was giving, that anyone who has taken the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, it is not the boat that actually moves. Because Prabhupada is saying sometimes atheistic philosophers may argue the boat may help you cross over one side to another side, even if you try to do that. But once you sit on the boat and go to the other side, who is bringing the boat back to this, shore back? And that's when Prabhupada is explaining, actually no one does it. Because instead of the boat moving, the ocean is shrinking to the size of the calf's hoof print. So even a small child can jump over such a small calf hoof print. So demigods were glorifying the Lord's lotus feet, and they were comparing how, as soon as somebody surrenders to the Lord's lotus feet, they can cross over the ocean of nescience. So our second reflection is about the science of Lord's lotus feet. And this science is very interesting, even for Krishna. Because Krishna himself gets, amazed, why is it that my devotees are repeatedly targeting my lotus feet? Why is it that yogis are targeting my lotus feet? Why is it that everybody is after my lotus feet? What is so special in my lotus feet that everybody is after it? Thinking like that, Krishna, as a small baby boy, lying down on the banyan tree, banyan leaf, he is taking his toes and licking them to see maybe there is some taste to it. So even Krishna is, surprised, or Krishna is saddened, Krishna is overwhelmed, Krishna is, want to explore what is so special in my lotus feet. And furthermore, Brahma is explaining in Brahma Samhita, Pantastu koti satavatsara sampragamyo vayo ratapi manaso munipungavanam sopyasti yat prapada chimya vichintya tattve govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. He says, Pantastu koti satavatsara sampragamyo. Koti satavatsara means tens and thousands of years. Muni Pungavanam, these munis are performing meditation for what? To get darshan of the tip of the toe of the Supreme Lord. One moment darshan. And that lotus seed is easily available for those who are performing devotional service. And anyone who clasps them, so they will be able to cross over the ocean of Nithais. Nithai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala. Koti Chandra, thousands of moons, cool breeze and protection is made available when somebody takes shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. So the second reflection is about the Supreme Lord's glorious lotus feet. In fact, when we are expected to offer our darshan, when we are expected to take darshan of the Lord, offer our prayers, the process of taking darshan of the Lord is, we need to take darshan of the Lord starting from the lotus feet and slowly go above and eventually see the Lord's face. This has got a science behind it. Unless you surrender to the lotus feet, you will not be able to understand the Supreme Lord's personality. The process of Krishna consciousness is such that it cannot be understood. This cannot be followed by people who have not surrendered to Krishna. And this is why Srila Prabhupada encouraged each and every one of us to read Srimad Bhagavatam from Canto 1 onwards. Because Canto 1 and Canto 1 and Canto 2 refers Krishna's lotus feet. And Canto 10 represents Krishna's beautiful face. For us to enjoy, for us to participate, for us to relish Krishna consciousness, the beginning point is surrender, unlike materialistic knowledge, where unless the knowledge is provided, unless explanation is provided, unless you give enough information, people do not want to surrender. Over here, unless you surrender, nothing is revealed. The first thing Arjuna was asked, or Arjuna had to do, was surrender for him to get the entire knowledge, which the so-called philanthropists and materialists don't understand them. So from that perspective, we need to know that our duty is to learn to surrender the Supreme Personality of Godhead, especially to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is our second reflection. The third reflection is about the philosophy of lotus. Kunti Maharani, in her prayer, she is saying, Namah Pankaja Nabhaya, Namah Pankaja Maline, Namah Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankaja Andraye. She is explaining, glorifying the Supreme Lord with lotus. And here Srila Prabhupada explains the science behind lotus. First of all, Krishna's feet, Krishna's eyes, Krishna's face, Krishna's belly, Krishna's form is much, 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 much beautiful than lotus. The moment we assign a quantitative phenomena to Krishna's any quotient, any personality, any mercy, then we are confining the Lord's mercy. But then why is it that the lotus is referred here? For two reasons. Number one, for us with limited understanding, for us with finite exposure, if somebody gives us knowledge about the Supreme Lord with an infinite scale, we won't be able to assimilate or appreciate. Probably we will think that this is something beyond me. So to help all of us, to help us to correlate, help us to start relating to the personality of Godhead and developing some affinity towards them and begin the process of devotional service. So then, you know, examples and allegories are given. Especially the lotus comparison is also for another reason that Srila Prabhupada explains in this purport, that generally lotus blossoms only when there is sunlight. And whenever we are surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to His lotus feet, whenever we are understanding that I am not this body, spirit, soul, and I have to glorify the Supreme Lord through the process of devotion service, which is considered as bright light. And thinking that I am the enjoyer, having a superiority complex that, you know, the purport is explaining, the superiority nature will only make our intelligence impure. Hence, it is important for us to note that we need to stay in the side of brightness, and so from that perspective, lotus example or lotus prayer. So when Kunti Maharani is glorifying, she is explaining Krishna from his lotus. Nama Pankaja Nabhaya, whose nabi, whose navel are of lotus shape. Nama Pankaja Maline, Nama Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye. So the whole agenda of Krishna consciousness is centered around that we getting rid of this ignorance. How do we know we are getting rid of ignorance? We need to know if certain characteristics have gone from this. If lamentation and hankering for materialistic needs have gone, as Prabhupada explained in the purport, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma, if lamentation is gone, if hankering for material things are gone, then we are making some progress. That is why Shankaracharya is glorifying that it is each and every one of us need to make an endeavor to practice Krishna consciousness seriously. Otherwise, samprapte sannigite kale nahi nahi rakshati bhutrijarane. Which means, samprapte sannihite kale. In this material world, there is no other methodology, no other process can elevate us from this life of suffering. So, hence, our third reflection is about taking the side of satsanga, taking the side of spirituality in a sense of complete surrender and a sense of complete acceptance to the bona fide process, so that we can easily get rid of the lamentation and hankering. So samprapte sannihite kale nahi nahi rakshati dukrin harane. That nothing else apart from the holy name of the Lord, nothing else apart from Krishna's name, form, pastime, glories, will be able to save us. In the same Bhajagovindam composition, Shankaracharya is saying this. Satsangatve nitsangatvam, nitsangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nischaladatvam, nischalatatve jivan mukti. Satsangatve nitsangatvam. If you are in a satsanga, if you are an association of devotees, nitsangatvam, there arises non-attachment. Nitsangatve nirmohatvam, when there is no attachment, then we are free from moha, delusion. Nirmohatve nischaladatvam, if we are free from delusion, we are free from chanchala or mischala, or we will become steadfasted. And nischaladatve jivan muktihi. So through this steadfastedness, we will be able to reach the salvation. So the point that Srila Prabhupada was trying to insist is that one who is thus transcendentally situated becomes joyful, and one who associates with them, and one who performs the process in his association, manmana bhava madbhatto, then he will be able to definitely reach the spiritual abode. So in our endeavor to practice Krishna consciousness, we have been definitely going through different phases, but whatever we may be having our own difficulties, what we discussed today does not contradict, it is easier if we have Shraddha. It is very, very difficult if we are proud. So to help the monist take the path of devotional life and to help the existing practicing devotees to become more serious and to give pleasure to the more serious devotees, Krishna is bestowing his benediction through his manifested Leela. So in our endeavor to become devotees, rather than trying to become scholarly, rather than trying to prove a point, rather than trying for name, fame, credit and prosperity, let's aim for, number one, follow the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. And number two, somehow or other, we learn to appreciate this process of Krishna consciousness by accepting humility and gratitude. And finally, we take to the side of intelligence by being with intelligent. It is said that it is far better to walk alone in the right path rather than being with everyone in the wrong path. So even if we are alone, which is not the case in Krishna consciousness, but even if you feel we are odd man out, even if you feel that we are the ones left alone, everybody else is going in a different direction, everybody else is making progress, everybody else is making money, everybody else is eating nicely, everybody else is enjoying, everybody else is doing everything else, Krishna is giving a response here that all of those things that you are seeing is only temporary. Very soon they are going to suffer, but those who are resolute of this path, bhoga aishwarya prasaktanam tayam apahrita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhauna vidhiyate. Second chapter verse. Bhoga aishwarya prasaktanam. So bhoga aishwarya prasaktanam, in that verse, Krishna is explaining how somebody who is not having a resolute path, is somebody who is not focused, one whose mind is multifolded, if somebody is attached to sense enjoyment, they will not be able to have single-pointed focus. So because they are, the people in this material world are multifolded brains and they are, you know, in so many places, they're keeping the legs all over the place, it is impossible for them to have samadhi or, you know, some sort of a controlled mind. Rather than, vyavasayatmika buddhihi ekeha guru nandana bahu shakahi anantasya buddhayo vyavasayanam. Krishna is telling both the words. Bhoga aishwarya prasaktanam. Bhoga means material enjoyment. Aishwarya means opulence. Prasaktana means those who are attached. That is why Kunti Maharani is saying, Janma Aishwarya Sutta Sri Bhigi. Anybody who has got all those opulences will not be able to make necessary progress. So hence, our whole endeavor should be that not to go in the direction of majority, rather stay in the association of like-minded devotees, or even if we are alone, even if we are not able to practice Krishna consciousness seriously, even better that we not join the karmis, otherwise we will get lost and that will be a complete chaotic situation. So in our journey to Krishna consciousness, we need to somewhere or other try to be serious enough and try to show some sense of commitment and urgency. And with that sense of commitment and urgency, we will be able to make necessary progress. Srila Prabhupada mentioned, today only I was reading that quote, was mentioning that please follow me, in the sense that when I was in New York, I was cooking alone, eating alone, preaching alone, cleaning alone, washing alone, everything I was doing all alone. And but at the same time, I was very happy and protected by the Parampara and the Supreme Lord, rather than I get lost with this so-called materialistic man. By my commitment, I could convert, I could convince, I could win more and more souls to the Supreme Lord. So that's the summary of the understanding of today's words. So with humility and gratitude, if we surrender to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and take to the side of intelligent men who will help us to get rid of attachment, delusion, and chanchala, and make us steadfast to eventually reach the ultimate salvation. King Kulasekara is explaining this in his prayer, that Shivallabeti Varadeti Dayapareti Bhakta Priyeti Bhavaluntana Koviteti Nateti Naga Sayaneti Jagan Nivateti Aradhinam Pratidinam Kuruma Mukunda. He says, Aradhinam Pratidinam, please give me a benediction that every day I have the benediction, good fortune to glorify you. So we all should definitely keep doing this, what we are doing, in much more serious and committed manner, and be careful of the so-called spiritualist trap and not get carried away from this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness laid down by our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanyavaad. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Yes, Prabhuji, Vaishnava Association is very important because of my mother. 2 days I am not able to attend online Shishi Bhagavatam class. Prabhuji, it's directly effect to my japa. I'm not able to go for temple from last 2 weeks. It's effect to our japa. Yes, we hear the Srila Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada online lecture, but still Vaishnava Association is very important, Prabhuji. Otherwise, this Maya will catch us in a very, very sharp way. So we should be very alert. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. All realization, your all realization. I hear 1 or 2 or 3 times your lecture. It's work, Prabhu. Dandavat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. You are given an example of Vishwamitra also. Vishwamitra Rishi also. Hari Bol. Jai Shri Radhe.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. All your Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Prabhu. That was a beautiful summarization of that verse. It was dealt with very nicely, Prabhu. Thank you for covering all these things. And one thing that really stuck to my mind is how you have to really be resolute in spite of all the diversions that are there outside in this world. Yeah, that was very nice, Prabhu. Thank you for the very, very interesting class. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji, you are given.
All worship to the Lord.
Please forgive me. Yes, you are given example of Srila Prabhupada that at the age of 75, he is alone cooking, cleaning, and given a prasadam to all Vaishnava and doing Sri Jagannath Balaram Subhadra Rani Seva and strictly follow the our Guru Parampara. Prabhuji, it inspired us that how we have to behave in a difficult situation with our family and outside Vaishnava and with Karmi Vaishnava. Hari Bol Prabhuji, Dhanva Pranam.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Anybody else has any other thought, comment, question? Okay, great. Yeah, go ahead.
Prabhuji, when more and more difficulties came, we become more and more sincere in the bhakti. But sometimes it's come up to neck, Prabhuji. And yesterday night, mother will fall down from the bed. She's 85 years old. And I have to chant 1 hour. But then after cry, that why she is suffering a lot. And it's effect to our japa also because we are not able to sleep properly and not able to do our sadhana also nicely. So that is my fault that I am not sincere. So why people are so much suffering in this material world? And Prabhuji, me not strong Vaishnavi, I cannot say all these things, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. First of all, our prayers to your mother to, you know, get well soon. Krishna may bless her to, you know, recover from her situation. This very interesting point that you have brought is that why we are suffering and how in this suffering we are able to think of Krishna not all the time. Once somebody asked this question to Radhanath Maharaj, actually, one devotee, Maharaj was giving a class. In that class, Maharaj was mentioning that how when we have a difficulty, we try to solve the difficulty and rather than surrender to Krishna. So something like that, Maharaj was explaining about Krishna's mercy and association. So a devotee asked, that whenever I have a difficulty, even though I know Krishna, I have to take shelter of Krishna and I have to depend on Krishna, but because of my natural intelligence or whatever natural process, when a difficulty comes, I tend to use my intelligence to solve the difficulty before surrendering to Krishna, thinking that by solving this, I will be out of the problem. But by the time I solve this problem, a second problem is waiting for me and I begin solving that problem, thinking that at least if I solve this problem, I will be happy more, then there need not be any other difficulty. But then by the time I solve the second problem, the third problem is waiting. So I am not even surrendering to Krishna, rather than I am going on seeking solutions to the problem rather than surrendering to Krishna. What can be done? So Maharaj was, very humorously gave a response. He said that if you are busy solving the problem and not surrendering to Krishna, please note that you don't have enough problem. There will be a time where problems will be so much so that you will not have any courage, energy left to solve the problem. You will just simply raise your both the hands and say, Krishna, enough of it. I cannot solve on my own. I don't have any intelligence to solve. You are the only shelter. That's when, you will realize how powerful the Lord's mercy is. And this is applicable in all of our lives as well. For sure, we are in our life, we are sure we are supposed to be, you know, not washing our hands off of the responsibility. But as a matter of fact, our biggest problem, especially the so-called educated people, is Krishna is the last resort. But spirituality is teaching Krishna is the first resort. I mean, we have to inculcate in our family culture, then we have happiness, then we have distress, then we have shopping, then we are eating, then we are cooking, then we are dancing, then we are sorrow, happy. At every moment, the first person to go should be Krishna. That is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing in Gaya Gaura Madhuswara. In the song, he says, Griheta ko vane da ko sada hari bole da ko suke duke bulo na ko vadane hari naam koro re. He says, whether you are a grihastha, whether you are a vanaprastha, whether you are a sannyasi, whether you are happy, whether you are distressed, suker duker bulo na ko, don't even forget in happiness or distress, Padaner Hari Naam Korore. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Mahaprabhu is singing Gai Gaurar Madhushware. So, our first and foremost thing that we need to program our own intelligence and mind is, anything that I do, first is Krishna. Anything that I do, middle is Krishna. Anything that I do, end is Krishna. And everything that I am doing, whether I am taking care of my mother, whether I am taking care of my children, whether I am doing my job, whether I am begetting children, whether I am working, eating, cooking, they are all meant to please Krishna, spiritual master, and glorify them. If we do that, then all our activity will be Krishnaized. Last but not least, in terms of this Krishna consciousness difficulties, or devotee is facing this difficulty, this feeling of compassion, why difficulty is coming, is something that we should always look upon. You know, the lives of everybody, Vasudeva Datta did that, Prahlad Maharaj did that, and they went and prayed. So we always encourage our congregation devotees, whenever we go for yatra, whenever we go for praying, so please pray not only for ourselves, our needs, our body, our devotion, which is important, we should pray, but please also pray for the soldiers of the Sankirtan army. Because we are not able to go out and do Sankirtan because of our own conditioning, because of our own reason, we are not able to do that. But at least our contribution to the Sankirtan movement could be, we all can pray for all those wonderful preachers who are going out there and preaching, so that at least we can give some squirrel effort to that preaching effort. So I always encourage all our devotees when we are in Yatra or anything for that matter, when they are standing in front of the Lord, don't just limit yourself to your own family or your own self. Preach for the entire Sankirtan movement. Please pray so that all the preachers, maybe they are in difficulty, maybe they are in their own zone. So please pray for them so that at the end of the day, we can contribute by our prayers to the glorious Sankirtan movement. And last but not least, whenever we are facing a challenge, whenever we are facing a difficulty in our life, at least the understanding that I used to always, you know, take, or I used to always teach others, is a teacher is teaching in a classroom. In a classroom, a teacher is addressing a group of 25-30 children. Suppose suddenly his teacher is pointing out to a particular kid and asking a question, and the teacher is able, and the kid is able to answer, and the teacher is able to appreciate. And she asks another kid, and the kid is not able to answer, or the kid is sleeping, or naughty, or not attentive, the teacher is looking at the child and scolding. Both of them are fortunate kids, because one who gets a reward, one who gets an attention and scolding to be improved. The remaining of them, they are still waiting for such a personal attention. Similarly, in a life of a devotee, when Krishna is rewarding us, giving us happiness, it is Krishna's reciprocation of our love towards Him. And when Krishna is giving us challenges, it is also Krishna's reciprocation, because Krishna did notice us. Did Krishna wants us to get purified through this suffering, so-called suffering? I am sure we are very close to reaching Him, so long as we understand this as Krishna's mercy. That's all my understanding towards this particular question.
It was excellent, Prabhu. Thank you so much for sharing that. Very interesting.
I will. Any other thoughts, comments?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very
nice. Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we can end here.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for joining. We can end the call. Vancha Kulpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, His Grace Ram Giridhara Prabhu Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.